Anthrax cases keep expanding. Officials say a man at the State Department's Mayo facility in Northern Virginia has the inhaled form of anthrax. A month after anthrax spores began arriving in the U.S. mail, federal officials claim no real leads on who is sending these potentially deadly letters, or even whether the bacteria came from the U.S. or abroad. NPR's Richard Knox joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There's been a lot of talk about genetic analysis of the anthrax bacteria retrieved from different letters, offices, and postal facilities. What does that analysis show?
Well, the strain of anthrax bacterium involved has been identified. Governor Tom Ridge, the Director of Homeland Security, says that all the letters so far have contained the Ames strain, which was first found in Iowa cattle more than 20 years ago. But it's not really very illuminating to know that all the recent letters contain the Ames strain. What was hoped is that scientists could identify not just which strain, but what subtypes were involved. These are genetic differences within the same strain. It's like fingerprints that identify individuals within the same family. A group of Arizona researchers has been working night and day to identify these subtypes, but so far it appears they haven't found any differences, and that means that all the anthrax spores could have come from the same starting material, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. There could be subtle differences not detected yet.
Well, if genetic analysis hasn't provided any leads, where's the investigation headed now?
Well, one thing that government scientists are doing is close chemical analysis of the different anthrax powders and preparations retrieved from the various locations. They say that these preparations differ strikingly from one sample to another. The New York Post letter had what Governor Ridge describes as a coarse brown granular material that to the naked eye even looks chunky like dog chow. By contrast, the material sent to Senator Daschle was described as highly refined, powdery, and contained few impurities. Specialists know there are different methods for making anthrax spores into a weapon. The U.S. bioweapons program, when it existed, developed five different secret techniques. The Soviet Union's program used different methods, and the Iraqis had a different recipe. So experts say analysis of the mailed material might point in one of these directions, or possibly to a more amateur operation.
What are the chances that the perpetrators will ever be identified?
It's hard to find scientists who will give odds on that one. Some prominent specialist said yesterday it may never be known. And one fellow said he doesn't know of any U.S. labs, more than one actually, said he doesn't know of any U.S. labs that could be the source outside the military. Governor Ridge said the tests may or may not lead us to the source. Nobody's giving up. Some members of the National Academy of Sciences have offered to advise Ridge on ways to identify where the material might be coming from. So far, they say they haven't had a reply.
Do experts believe the anthrax terrorists have more of the spores still in reserve?
Big question. No one can say. If the material was smuggled into this country from a nation that has a bioweapons program, there could well be more. It's probably no more difficult to smuggle this than to smuggle heroin or cocaine. If it was made domestically, specialists say there's much less chance that whoever made it could have scaled up to produce large quantities. One bioweapons expert speculates that all the anthrax spores mailed so far came from the same batch, but the stuff that was mailed to Senator Daschle was the most finely ground, like as he put it, like the fine crumbs at the bottom of the cereal box.
NPR's Richard Knox in Boston.